Three Headstones and a Bottle of Whiskey, a Matt Foggy fic written by Marv with a V and read by 42 Do Not Panic. Summary: New Dad Foggy Nelson undertakes to host his very first Christmas for his son. He never expected that Christmas would really be for Frank Castle, who, more than anyone else, misses the love and protection of a devoted family. They didn't celebrate Christmas last year. It wasn't a big deal. Well, it was, to Foggy's mom, but to Foggy, not so much. He and Matt had been partway through the hell that was the adoption process at the time, and that particular December they said no to the Nelson Christmas party, and it was hard. But the next invitation got rejected too, and it was a little easier that time. And before Foggy knew it, he and Matt were saying no to everyone and drinking wine instead of eggnog on Christmas Eve. That was last year. This year was going to be different. Even Matt agreed that it was. They had Jackie now. He was all of 9 months old, and he probably won't remember the first Christmas anyway. But Matt would, and Foggy definitely would. Jackie was the main reason everyone had forgiven the two of them for bailing the previous year. Adoption was hard. It was a lengthy process and a complicated one, and Foggy was pretty sure that if he hadn't studied law for 3 years, he wouldn't have coped with it. The paperwork alone was enough to make him cry. It was a lot, and it had all to be filed on time, and it had to be him filling it out, because short of a signature, Matt didn't really write much, and even then, he had to put a ruler under the line to make sure he signed it inside the box and not outside of it. That mattered more to the adoption agency powers that be than it did to Foggy, but still, it stressed Matt out at the time, and he put that mask on every night for 4 months in a row before Foggy made him stop. Not stop, stop, just stop using the devil to avoid how the stress of it all made him feel. He couldn't do that when they had a child together, as Foggy told him more than once. He couldn't disappear into the devil and leave Foggy to pick up the pieces at work and at home. Matt had to be present. Matt had promised he would be, and for about the first time ever, he'd actually kept a promise. Foggy was still waiting for the other shoe to drop, but Matt was pretty balanced these days. He finally admitted he could better when he was working part-time, so at least he could have time to take care of himself properly without leaving Foggy high and dry in court. It gave him more time with Jackie too, and that was really good for Matt, and for Frank, who was a surprisingly frequent babysitter for them. Even though Frank said it was because Matt looked like he needed a break, and Matt agreed with him, Foggy knew the real reason his husband was letting Frank have a few precious hours with Jackie every week. It was good for Frank. It was good for Jackie too. Frank was great with kids, gentle, protective, and experienced in a way that all babysitters should be. That baby never got so much as a bump on his head with Uncle Frank around. He was so careful with him. It had been a while since Frank was around a baby. His own kids had been the grown-up side of preteen before the shooting that took their lives. Frank himself admitted that he'd been away on tour so much that he'd missed a lot of their growing up years, and he regretted it. So, he and Matt let him have extra time with Jackie, knowing that if there was one person on the planet who wouldn't let anything happen to their son, it was Frank Castle. He was the most devoted babysitter anyone could ask for. Frank's presence in their home at regular intervals meant that he and Matt got to keep some of the important things that fell to the wayside in those early months of adopting Jackie. Things like date night and making plans for Christmas, which involved actual shopping, which Matt hated and put on his mask to avoid. So much for that promise. Foggy had known it was a matter of time, but he was surprisingly okay with it because Matt needed an outlet, sometimes, not for the anger issues he pretended he didn't have, but so that he didn't lie awake every night, listening to bad things happen that he knew were in his power to prevent. Inaction was worse for him than a few split knuckles, so Foggy let him have the mask, and he shopped for the very first Christmas he'd ever hosted. He and Matt usually went to his parents for Christmas dinner, and they would stop by in the evening, for sure. But he also wanted to make Christmas happen for Matt's other family, for the vigilantes who didn't have a place to go for Christmas, or for the people whose families didn't want them to come home for Christmas, or would hurt them emotionally at the very least if they went. Like Karen. Mostly, he was hosting Christmas for people like Danny and Peter, who were young and orphaned and didn't have a place to go for Christmas lunch, but also for Frank, who would go to the ceremony and hang out with his dead family's headstones and a bottle of whiskey if he wasn't given an alternative, insistently and under threat of Matt going to the cemetery to kidnap him and bring him home for Christmas. This Christmas was for them, but also for Jackie, who was too young to have ever had Christmas before. So Foggy left his infant son with Uncle Frank and undertook the marathon effort that was Christmas shopping, not just for presents for all concerned, but for food and drink and decorations and anything else he might need to host a proper Nelson Murdoch Christmas. He couldn't possibly cart all the shopping bags up the stairs by himself when he returned to the apartment building in an overloaded cab, so he asked Luke and Danny for help, since they were on their way up to see Matt anyway for one of their regular checks on him, not that he was even home. By the time all the bags of shopping made it upstairs, Frank had taken pity on Foggy and made him a cup of coffee, while the three vigilantes unpacked the shopping, the presents having been safely stowed in a certain trunk. Foggy wondered vaguely if it was too much as he held a fussing Jackie and supervised the unpacking of the shopping. He bought a lot of things just in case, like ham, a leg of lamb to roast, a whole turkey that Luke was currently wrestling into the freezer, gourmet sausages, bread rolls, deli meats, mini quiches, sausage rolls, bags of potatoes, mayonnaise, mixed nuts, pretzels, dips, chips, cheese, chocolates, fresh fruit, cream, Christmas cake, tiramisu, ice cream, beer, wine, juice, and eggnog. In addition to necessities like bonbons, batteries, wrapping paper, tape, boxes of chocolate, bread, eggs, and milk, just in case. He saw Frank give him a look partway through playing Tetris with the fridge and freezer to get it all to fit, but uncharacteristically, the Punisher said nothing. Of course, that could have been because Jackie was awake, and if his first words were "fucking Red" or "fucking Nelson," he'd know who to blame, and he told Frank so several times. Frank didn't criticize him. Luke and Danny promised to arrive early on the day to help, not just with eating food, but with things that needed doing, like peeling veggies and stirring gravy. Matt showed up with half a dozen bruises and promises that if Frank didn't show up by 2 o'clock, he'd bring him back under protest. Christmas Day rolled around soon enough, and it was much more manic than Foggy would have liked, though Matt quickly took over the cooking since he had a pretty particular nose when it came to herbs and spices and knowing when things were cooked to perfection. That left the last minute decorating up to Foggy, since Christmas lights weren't exactly riveting for Matt, unlike Jackie, who was more interested in the lights than his presence. But whatever. They were kids, right? They didn't always care about the most expensive present. Sometimes they were happy sucking on a piece of gingerbread and gazing adoringly at the string of lights Foggy was currently wrestling. Jackie wasn't really big enough for gingerbread yet, but it was part of the Christmas experience and Foggy wouldn't deprive him of it. Most of the gang showed up an hour or so before lunch and pitched in, though Frank was conspicuously absent. Matt promised to handle him and let Luke and Karen take over by making sure things didn't burn while he went to retrieve Frank. When the pair showed up a full 60 minutes later, it transpired that Matt's version of handling wasn't so much kidnapping him and shoving Christmas cheer down his throat as it was bringing him an extra warm coat and a flask of hot chocolate to share, which was now empty. Foggy could tell right away that Frank had been crying, doubtless over his little girl's grave, and he wasted no time, immediately setting Jackie in Frank's arms and pushing him into a chair, giving him something to focus on that wasn't solely painful memories. Frank was quiet throughout lunch, and he kept Jackie with him, the baby sitting on his lap and doing his best to scatter peas on the floor. Foggy looked at Frank every now and then and saw the gentle smile that was reserved for Jackie alone. When Matt made his Christmas toast and dedicated it to family members past and present, Foggy raised his glass, thinking of his son more than Matt or even his extended family. He noticed almost immediately that Frank was doing the same thing, pressing a soft kiss to the top of Jackie's head as he raised his glass, doubtless promising to keep him safe in a way that he couldn't for Maria and the kids. Foggy promised himself then that he'd do whatever it take, maybe not in the same way Frank or Matt would, but whatever was within his power to do to protect his family of friends and comrades. He'd do it because that was what family did. They protected each other. When Mac took his hand underneath the table and gently squeezed it, Foggy knew. The devil of his kitchen felt the exact same way, and he loved him for it.